As the U.S. government and military pivot toward Asia, India will be a key ally. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Greeno. J.J., you have sat down with India's ambassador to the U.S. to talk about the increasing importance of the relationship between India and the U.S. What have you learned?
Well, it's about global security. A strong and secure economy for the U.S., homeland security, national security, and focusing the military on where the threats are is the key for the U.S. China, North Korea, both adversaries. And, of course, obviously China's a trading partner, but the U.S. doesn't trust them. And, you know, because in part of their high-profile espionage, their new efforts to project their military are all of concern to the U.S. And beyond that, there is the concern about terrorism. There's concern about North Korea's nukes. All that stuff, the terrorism problem is still growing there. And Al-Qaeda is not the only game in town when it comes to that part of the world. So India is a stable, growing, democratic partner that offers the U.S. a partner to keep its eye on all the players in the region and balance out its relationships with Pakistan, China, and it's also a channel into Iran as well. That's what's important for the U.S.
A lot of pressure on the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan, out of that part of the world. Does India's concern with Pakistan's nukes make them want the U.S. engaged there?
Absolutely, because India has no access to Afghanistan through Pakistan. So, you know, it has to go into Afghanistan through Iran, which is why it's important to them. And when you look at their relationship with Iran, you ask them about their relationship with Iran, they say it's strong. It's a long-standing historical relationship, but, you know, they have their concern about Iran's nukes and the sanctions and the whole bit, and it's affecting their ability to get oil because they get a lot of oil from Iran. But the U.S. has to understand that, and they've made that clear to the U.S.
India's biggest concern, obviously, is Pakistan. Pakistan would say India is its greatest concern. What is the difference between India and Pakistan in terms of the U.S. feeling a reliability in a partner that we don't feel in the situation with Pakistan?
Two things, Mike. Stability is one, and democracy is the other. India, as you mentioned, is the world's biggest democracy, and it's got a history of democracy. The concern about Pakistan that keeps coming up is the stability of the nuclear weapons. Why can't the terrorism problem be dealt with in a much more expedient fashion? And India has dealt with some of those issues, but it has a much stronger and much more direct approach and to dealing with issues that don't necessarily follow along the line of what its political process is designed to do. So they deal with things quickly, and plus, there's like a billion people there.
Interesting. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.